I'd say the things seem like they've turned sense of normalcy, but then you see the scrum here.
Amazing, I guess. I was wondering what y'all want to know.
Are the practices and the games a relief from all this?
I mean, that's what we do. You know, our job is to play ball, you know, so anytime we get a chance to go out there and do what we do, compete, you know, and just make each other better, then that's what we got joy.
Did you envision more snaps playing when you came in than you have had? You might say, oh, I'm not disappointed, but did you envision playing more often than
honestly, I didn't know what to expect coming in, especially off of my injury. You know, I just wanted to be healthy, you know, and just be able to go out there and contribute to my team. So, I mean, that's what I've been doing, you know, doing whatever's asked. And I'm just trying to find a way to get us more W's.
But is it disappointing that you only played 9 snaps the other night?
I'm not disappointed at all, man. I'm more disappointed in the fact that we lost, you know. If we walked out of here with a W, I don't know if I'd have had this many cameras in front of me.
Hey, Coach Coyle said that you're just not ready to do some of the stuff, you know, to be out there all the time. What can you prove to them, like, now in the middle of the season that you are ready for that?
I just got to continue to get better, you know, and that first starts, you know, in the meeting room, transfer to the practice field, and then go out there on the game, during the game on Saturdays or Sundays, excuse me, and show them, you know, that it's all coming together.
You feel like it's something that's physical, mental, getting the hang of the game or size or what? You know,
it's probably a little bit of everything. You know, Tampa, they ran a lot of run plays, you know, and that was part of the reason we had our bigger packages in the game, which kept obviously me, OV, and Cam on the sideline most of the time. So that was part of the reason.
How do you assess your progress in run defense right now?
I'm getting better, you know. I'm becoming more and more healthy as the season goes along, and I'm understanding what teams are trying to do. So, you know, it's just little things as far as technique and just being able to come off and making plays on the football.
Deion, have you gotten the sense that, you know, the locker room interactions stayed the same, or you know, after all?
It's the same. It's the same. You know, the guys here, we support each other, and we're doing whatever we have to do to make sure we take care of each other and go out there and find a way to win games, you know, in crunch time situations.
Deion, over the past couple of weeks, Jeff Ireland's come under fire with his decision making. Can you talk a little bit about how you think he's been doing his job with him?
I'm not sure. I'm not upstairs. I'm down here. So I don't know.
Well, can you talk a little bit about the relationship between him and the players, or him and yourself?
Jeff's around. He's around us all the time, everywhere we go, and, you know, and he wants us to succeed, so he does whatever he has to do, you know, to get us in the best position to succeed in all areas, whether it's, you know, what we eat or, you know, the guys that he put in his locker room. So, I mean, I feel like he's doing a good job.